Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Keefe, K-E-E-F-E, Del Piano, D-E-L, capital P-I-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Del Piano as described in the report cited above. Pretty is now a 52-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 7/5/13. Pretty states at that time a trash truck fell on his head. Pretty, as a result, he believes he injured his neck and left shoulder and went to the emergency room in Torresdale, T-O-R-E-S-D-A-L-E, Pennsylvania. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc in his neck and a tear in his shoulder. Period. He did not undergo surgery on either and is no longer receiving active treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, he did have two shoulder injections and physical therapy for his neck. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 1/10/19, period. He then reopened his case and sought additional treatment, period. He was sent for x-rays of the left shoulder on 1/19/22 at the referral of Dr. Dwyer. Period, this was read as a normal x-ray. Period, he did see Dr. Dwyer directly on 5/18/22 for takeover treatment after a one-time evaluation that took place on 1/19/22. Period, at that visit, a left subacromial space and a chromioclavicular joint cortisone injection was recommended. Period, at that juncture, he was working full duty. Period, history is remarkable for left knee ACL reconstruction in 2005 and right shoulder reconstruction in 2008. Period, both procedures were done by Dr. Akin, A-K-I-N. Period, examined the left shoulder, found excellent strength. Period, he had passive forward flexion 175 degrees and active 125 degrees. Period, active internal rotation was restricted two levels. Period, active external rotation was symmetric at 25 degrees. Period, he had negative speeds but positive Sperling's maneuver. Period, he diagnosed left shoulder pain and rotator cuff tendinopathy for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He saw Dr. Dwyer again. Scratch that. At the referral of Dr. Dwyer, he saw Dr. Pulser on 6/21/22. Period. He related he had bilateral radiofrequency ablations done by a pain management specialist in the past with good relief. Period. He had 6 months of physical therapy with minimal relief. Period. He states only taking over-the-counter Motrin takes the edge off. Period, his numbness and tingling down the right arm, reaching his hands and fingers. Period, his pain level is 3/10 with Motrin. Period, Dr. Pulser diagnosed cervical radiculopathy and prescribed Neurontin. Period, he followed up with Dr. Pulser. Period, a cervical MRI was done on 7/12/22, but not compared to any prior studies. Period, at C3-4, there was a broad-based disc herniation with uncinate sparing, resulting in moderate foraminal narrowing on the right greater than the left. Period, at C5-6, there was annular bulge and uncinate sparing, causing dural compression with moderate equivalent foraminal narrowing. Period. He continued to see Dr. Pulser through 11/14/22. He had only recently been able to start physical therapy and had found it very helpful. Period, his arm pain had resolved. Period, he only had some mild achiness intermittently in his neck. Period, he was advised to continue a home exercise program as well as use Advil or Aleve for painful days. Grady did not require any interventional treatment and had reached maximum medical improvement status. Grady could return to work full duty without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed a rough texture and abrasions on his hands bilaterally. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbow. There was a positive Tinel sign on the right wrist, but this was negative on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was variable between 10 and 30 degrees, comma. Extension 35 degrees, comma. Rotation right 45 degrees and left 35 degrees with tenderness, but bilateral side bending to 45 degrees without discomfort. Period. When distracted, he had improved range of motion, particularly in flexion. Period. There was tenderness palpation at the left medial clavicle, but there was none on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 7/25/13, Keith Del Piano was injured at work. Period's course of treatment has been described in detail in my prior reports. Period. Since most recently evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 1/10/19. Period. He then reopened his claim and came into the care of Dr. Dwyer. Period. On 1/19/22, x-rays of the left shoulder were normal. Period. Dr. Dwyer instilled a corticosteroid injection to the left shoulder. Period. Physical therapy was rendered by, and he had a brief period of pain management from Dr. Pulser. Period. On 7/12/22, he had an MRI of the cervical spine. That will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Please insert the older studies that I have marked at the end of my 2018 report. He was able to continue working in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Del Piano found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had skin changes consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had variable but virtually full range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from that 2018 report as well. And that is the end.